Welcome back to the Give Me Space podcast with me, Henry Perriton. This is a podcast about anything you can think of from space. The planets, the solar system, the galaxies, and the universe. On the last episode, we talked about one of the most important planets in the universe, planet Earth. On this episode, we are going to continue our journey through the solar system and talk about a very special planet, our neighbour, Mars. Mars is called the red planet because of its red appearance in the night sky. The rocks and dust on the surface of Mars contain a lot of iron. When iron is exposed to oxygen, it oxidizes and creates iron oxide, which is red. The ancient Romans named Mars after their god of war. The red appearance reminded them of blood. The first time Mars was observed through a telescope was by Galileo Galilei in the year 1610. Over the years, we have learned more and more about Mars with better telescopes, space probes, and more recently, rovers that have driven over its surface. Mars is just within reach of humans. A trip to Mars using today's technology would take around 7 months, a distance of 480 million kilometers or 300 million miles. There are a lot of challenges in flying people to Mars. 7 months is a long time to be in anti-gravity environment, and that can take 14 months by the time you get back to Earth. Long periods of zero gravity can cause bone and muscle weakness that make it impossible to even stand when you return on a planet with gravity, even with daily exercise. Then there's the food and water to worry about. We can already recycle water, and researchers are developing ways to recycle air and grow food for long periods of space travel. Dehydrated food also helps a lot. But the main problem could be boredom. You couldn't exactly step outside the spacecraft and have a day away from the office. It would be important to organize each day for a space crew and keep them busy. The temperature of space in the shade approaches absolute zero, which is minus 273 degrees Celsius. But in direct sunlight, objects in space near Earth can be heated to 120 degrees Celsius. This is one of the reasons spacesuits are so big. They have an internal suit that is filled with tubes of water that are in direct contact with astronaut skin to keep them cool or warm. Mars is really close compared to the other planets in space, but that doesn't mean it is the same as planet Earth. It's tempting to think that Mars is just a smaller, slightly colder version of Earth, but Mars really is an extreme place. To give you an idea, the lowest temperature ever recorded on Earth was minus 89 degrees Celsius at the Vostok station in Antarctica in 1983. On Mars, the average temperature is minus 6 degrees Celsius, which is minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperatures can vary though because of the thin atmosphere. At the equator, temperatures can reach 20 degrees Celsius at the equator in the summer, which is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Still, it's not exactly the Bahamas or Mars. The first people to explore the red planet are still going to need those spacesuits. Mars is further from the sun than our planet Earth, which explains why it is colder. Its average distance from the sun is 142 million miles, and its average speed in orbiting the sun is 14.5 miles per second. That's 84,000 kilometers per hour. Imagine being able to run that fast. That is almost three times as fast as the International Space Station orbits the Earth. Take an afternoon nap on Mars for an hour, and you'll wake up 84,000 kilometers away from where you started your nap. It takes Mars 687 Earth days to orbit the Sun. The orbit of Mars around the Sun is fast compared to Jupiter, which takes a whopping 12 years to orbit the Sun. But the orbit of Mars is slow compared to the other inner planets. It takes Venus 225 days, and it takes Mercury only 88 Earth days to complete the orbit around the Sun, and Earth takes 365 days to complete each lap. Mars has a very similar day and night cycle to Earth. A day on Mars is 37 minutes longer than a day on Earth. Scientists use the term sol to describe a day on Mars. This term was first used in 1976 during NASA's Viking project, which was still the first time a spacecraft was landed on the surface of Mars. Scientists use the term sol instead of day to avoid confusion with Earth days. The diameter of Mars is 4,220 miles, or 6,779 kilometers, which makes Mars roughly half the diameter of Earth. It would actually take more than 6 Marses to fill one Earth. This means that the gravity on Mars is a lot less than on Earth, since gravity is the result of a planet's mass. The gravity on Earth is 9.8 meters per second squared. Gravity on Mars is lower because the lower mass and is only 3.7 meters per second squared. This means Mars only has about 38% of the surface gravity on Earth. If you weighed 50 kilograms on Earth, you would only weigh 19 kilograms on Mars. How's that for a rapid weight loss? Mars would be a good place to attempt the high jump record. So, could humans one day live on Mars? Well, we know that Mars is a very cold place, but there are other problems to consider. The first big problem is that you can't breathe the air. The atmosphere of Mars is 100 times thinner than that of Earth, and it mostly contains carbon dioxide and some water vapor. Humans would need to develop ways to recycle air and create oxygen, as well as grow food and keep themselves warm. Even with a high percentage of oxygen in the air and less carbon dioxide, we still couldn't breathe the air on Mars. The thinner atmosphere means that the air pressure is about 0.6 of the air pressure on Earth. Without air pressure, you can't get enough oxygen through your lungs and into your blood. Unfortunately, it's spacesuits only on Mars. Life on Mars would be beautiful though. Mars has two small moons and their names are Phobos and Deimos. Phobos is 13.8 miles, 22.2 kilometers, and Deimos is 7.8 miles, 12.6 kilometers. Phobos and Deimos are much closer to Mars than our planet is to planet Earth, so it would be beautiful to watch them pass over at night. One day I think humans will walk on Mars. NASA and SpaceX are aiming to be there in 2030, and technology is evolving at a rapid rate. I wonder what their first words will be when they step out onto the surface. Whatever they are, we won't be hearing them in real time. They will take anywhere from 5 minutes to 20 minutes to arrive on Earth, depending on how far apart the planets are at the time of the landing. On the next episode of Gimme Space, we are continuing our journey through the solar system to the first of the gas planets, Jupiter. But it won't be an easy journey. We'll need to pass through the asteroid belt first. Until next time, give me space!